Talk to me, no matter what you feel, it'll all be alright if you talk to me. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson, you've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we start with that bit of the song that I wrote many years ago. You know, it's not a great song, but it's certainly a song that I can use for my podcast. I have, in about 2 weeks, a special announcement for my first sponsor, so looking forward to sharing that information when that time comes. But today we're going to focus on a couple of things. First, I use a Microsoft Surface Studio computer to record my podcast. And one of the things I'm doing is I'm trying the new Microsoft Studio Surface headphones for the first time to record the podcast. So this is my first time recording the podcast using a headphone instead of just a microphone. So in the past, I've always used my Samson microphone, and now I'm using the headphones. They're very nice, by the way. If you've got a Microsoft Surface product and you want a nice set of headphones, they're very nice. They've got noise canceling. They've got multiple microphones. They do a good job. I've used them on conference calls, and I've used them on non-work-related web meetings. They're very good. Anyway, that's kind of the initial thing, is using those headphones for the first time on the podcast. Now, I'm going to take a dark turn to politics here for a little bit, and then I'm going to end with something more positive. In a dark turn towards politics, I'm beginning to really get nervous. I realize that the evolution of American politics has been going on for many years. It makes me sad that the grand old party, the GOP, probably, in fairness, really needs to change and move a little bit. I don't have a lot of confidence in the direction of the GOP right now. And I worry about that, because I do like to have choices. And I have voted for Republicans in the past. There were times when the Republican candidate was someone I knew. And while I disagreed with some of their politics, I didn't disagree with them as a person. It's a different thing, right? I don't disagree with the politics. I disagree with the ethics. And that's my problem right now. It's not that I disagree with the politics. There's a conservative and a liberal view to everything. I tend towards the center. I try to stay in the center for the most part, simply because I find it easier overall to evaluate things from the center, looking both to the right and to the left. But the reality is right now that if we consider where things are, I just don't see a lot of structure. And I don't see a lot of potential value in that extreme right position. I don't accept the extreme left position either. They both make me nervous. But the extreme left is not running around on national television right now sharing their viewpoints with the world. The extreme right is. And that worries me. Not because it's wrong for them to have a forum. Everybody deserves a forum. It's nothing against the forum that they have. It's that there is no far left being presented. I watched 10 minutes of Fox News, and I turned it off, and I won't watch it again, because they only present one side. And I find that sometimes CNN does the same thing. They only present one side, and that's not news. The news is actually both sides and letting people make informed decisions. But the reality of the situation we're in now has nothing to do with both sides or the reality of the two sides. The problem, the reality, the situation we're in is that both sides are presenting information as fact that is not fact. It is at best salacious. It is at worst outright a lie. And when you start presenting lies as facts, you stop dealing with how people interact with the information, because you don't care. Ultimately, when you present a lie as a fact, you are trying to break the system. You're not trying to do the right thing. You're trying to game the system to your advantage. And that makes me nervous. I really find that, I guess the word is aberrant. I wish it wasn't aberrant. I wish there was a better word to describe the absolute feeling of distrust that I have right now. But the reality is it's an aberrant behavior. It's just not good. So, you know, to those of my listeners that are members of the GOP, if you're offended by the GOP's current activity, you know, do something about it. If you're not offended by it, you know, take a hard look. It's, you know, not right, wrong, or indifferent. You may come away from that hard look saying, okay, it has to happen that way. I do understand that position as well, but I will simply say, take a look. See how things work for the organization as it's presented right now. And on that note, I'm going to move to technology. Couple of things that are you know, in flight right now. One of them is I'm again, still working on my basement cleaning project. I've actually moved quite a bit of stuff upstairs. And ultimately, that process is still going. It's still doing well. It's not a fast process. It's a slow process. Because you got to be careful when you have something, a technology item, and you get rid of it. And then, you know, the minute you get rid of it, you know, the next day, you're going to need that particular device. So the reality is you got to be careful. You got to make sure you're not going to need it. You know, you got to make sure it doesn't have functionality that you can't replace, because that will ultimately cost you if you're not careful. So I'm going through that process. I'm evaluating. I'm making sure that the things I'm getting rid of, I just don't need. You know, one of the things I'm getting rid of is the old telescope that I have. I don't use it. I have a connected telescope. I don't need the old telescope, and I've just had it sitting in the basement for 3 years. It hasn't gone outside in 3 years, and at this point, you know, I need to get rid of it. It's, you know, it's something that was important to me for a long time. It's still important to me, and I still use the technology, but I don't need that particular old-fashioned telescope, though. It's being gotten rid of. There's a number of other things that I've got slowly but surely to move through, and I will continue to update you on that battle. But the cool technology thing that I would say right now is, you know, go look at connected telescopes. They're amazing. You can take pictures of anything you want in space. And for that matter, if you don't want to buy one, I understand that completely. Go look at what the James Webb Space Telescope is producing. Some of the most amazing solar pictures I've ever seen. And just, you know, by solar, I mean our solar system. Just amazing. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast.